For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Hour number three of the show, we've discussed some of the interim tags being lifted off of certain coaches in the NBA, including Mitch Johnson, who was the coach interim basis of the San Antonio Spurs. He's the head coach now because Greg Popovich is no longer going to have that role, stepping away after 29 years in the position. He's going to still be with the Spurs as the president of basketball operations. Talking about LeBron James, player option, probably going to opt in. What if he doesn't? Talking about baseball standings right now, look like what the standings could look like at the end of the 2025 season. And talking about Crocs. So we got into a lot tonight. We can discuss that with you. As always, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll have more on this throughout the night, but there is going to be a Game 7 between the Warriors and the Rockets. Warriors took Game 1, Rockets took Game 2. Warriors took Game 3, Warriors took Game 4. They had a 3-1 lead. They once had a 3-1 lead in an NBA Finals. LeBron James came back, blocked by James, brought Cleveland their championship. So, at 3-1 for some teams, yeah, we're up 3-1, we're good. With the Warriors, they will never be good. Not up 3-1. They've come back from 3-1. I think that series against the Thunder was 3-1. But they've also blown 3-1 lead in a very horrific and public and front-facing way. And you know, this is a 2-7 series where the Rockets are a good 2 and the Warriors are much better than the 7 that they are, especially with the addition of Jimmy Butler. But they lost tonight to Houston, and there will be a Game 7. That, I believe, will be on Sunday. Game 7 should be on Sunday. It will. So what we're going to get on Sunday now is we're going to get two games. We're going to get a game at 6 o'clock Eastern, and that will be between the Pacers and the Cavs. That will be game one of that East semifinals. And then right after that will be game seven at 7:30 between the Warriors and the Rockets. So Sunday night, you know, in the fall, that's primetime football time. We're going to get some primetime hoops, with a series just getting started and a series wrapping up. 115-107, the final tonight. Houston over Golden State. Rockets led by 29 from Fred VanVleet. He was 6 of 9 from 3. Once again, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Been all over the map. So let's throw some darts. We've got one in Chicago, Brandon in Chicago. What's up, Brandon?
Kalos, I also rock Crocs. Mine are with mismatched socks and a refried bean stain because I'm too lazy to wipe it off. And I don't like bending down to tie my shoes, so that's why I wear them. But they suck.
Oh, Crocs.
In, like,
you're talking about Crocs.
Yeah, they suck in like rain and like snow, but yeah, I'm a big Croc guy. I got the medical surgical ones. The Dr. Hibbert. sorry, you guys need to do that. I wanted to I want to talk
Dr. about Hibbert, Joe. You sound like Dr. Nick's come to see you if he's giving you Crocs in the snow.
Oh, I also have the Kevlar law enforcement one. Fuck them, no. All right, sorry, I'm done with that. I wanted to talk about LeBron and maybe I thought, didn't he take a pay cut for Anthony Davis to get Anthony Davis?
I mean, sort of. I mean, let's not talk like LeBron took this great pay cut. He got him under the second apron. He still made $49 million. You know, it's not like he was going to try. He said he'd take more if they could get a Clay or whatever. But yeah, it seems like just again, we're just going off reporting that we've gotten the 24 hours since they lost. But it seems like he is not wanting to do the pay cut thing anymore.
And you think about spinning the wheel, it lands on like the Vancouver Grizzlies. Like, no, I mean, anyway. But I'm gonna hang up now.
All right, so Brandon. Yeah, thanks. If he goes trying to play NBA in Vancouver, he's gonna be sitting there by himself. But you know, we'll see how updated that wheel seems to be. Robert's in Annapolis. Robert.
Hey, voices. Well, I'm going to need some clarification. So as a married man, you can't chit-chat with a soccer mom, but you can give some inebriated female stranger a ride home? Is that what I'm hearing?
All I'm saying is that the dads have a tendency to talk to the dads.
Okay.
And the moms have a tendency to talk to the moms.
Okay.
And it is unrelated to when I not gave a drunk girl a ride home from the draft, Robert, when I saved a young woman's life.
Oh, that's a good spin. Okay, let's go on. On the Orioles and other good teams.
I totally forgot that is even, I totally forgot that happened. Wow, thanks for the reminder.
All right, let's go on here. The Orioles and other teams, I think the Braves are struggling. Keep in mind, the 2019 Nationals had a losing record at the midway point. I think it was late June, and subsequently went on to win the World Series. So I think it's a little early to draw any conclusions on these baseball teams. But I'm actually going to also comment on NBA, of all things, and wow, that is with the Greg Popovich retirement. I got him on my I'm forgetting the thing, the Mount Rushmore, that's it. I got Red Auerbach, Phil Jackson, Pat Riley, and Greg Popovich. You think that is a worthy Mount Rushmore of NBA head coaches of all time?
Yeah, I think that's a good one. Greg Popovich, I think, is a tremendous coach. He's very accomplished. Put him on the Mount Rushmore. Yeah, I see so many people like being so sad that he retired. I'm like,
well, he's older than I am. Okay.
Who was your four again? Give me your four again.
All right, Red Auerbach. He's number one, and I know you denigrate the Celtics' accomplishments.
I do, but he's on there.
But understand this. Here's the thing. This is a serious comment, I hope. Red Auerbach, that was back in the era when coaches of professional sports team actually were very impactful to the success of the team. And plus, in his case, he was dealing in the 50s and 60s where, let's just say, there was a racial element involved where he had to communicate with as a white man to black players that is a given these days. But back then, so that's really, and as far as his winning percentage, his championships, he's number one. Phil Jackson definitely number two. The other, Pat Riley and Greg Popovich, they're maybe Kerr, the current guy with the Golden State, he's probably up and coming. But anyhow, those are the four guys. And so you can't, you certainly have to acknowledge Greg Popovich's accomplishments. If I close out with this, the other night we were talking about music intros for certain callers, and I offered a couple suggestions for that I thought were pretty good. And then a caller came in later and offered one on me. It was a little head scratcher. Phil Collins in the air tonight. I think he was actually slamming on me a little bit because my phone was dying or something like that. But you guys were born in the 80s. Do you remember the show Miami Vice? Did you ever see Miami Vice?
Yeah, I know Miami Vice.
Okay, did you ever see that iconic scene where Crockett and Tubbs, the lead characters, they were detectives, driving down a Miami freeway or whatever it was in the middle of the night, surprisingly no other cars on the road, and they're playing Phil Collins in the Air Tonight. Have you ever seen that scene, you or Carlos or Marco? Ever seen that scene?
No.
Okay, well then the comment has no worthiness here. That is an iconic scene from 1980s TV. Somebody else may call in and tell you about it, but thank you for taking my... There you go, Carlos. Hey, thanks for taking my call. By the way, yeah. He also, during that scene, he stopped and made a phone call. So if it would be me, it would have been a call to the Bart Winkler Show. Okay.
Well, I like that. Robert, thank you for the call.
Right. Thank you, buddy.
That is Robert in Annapolis. Yeah. Miami Vice. Only the most topical of conversation.
Yeah. Just side note, Colin Farrell was an awful choice in that Miami Vice movie.
Oh, you're talking about the remake?
Yeah, the remake movie where Jamie Foxx and Colin Farrell were the leads. Colin Farrell. No. Not, I mean, listen, Don Johnson is not exactly an Oscar-winning actor, but at least he played the role. Colin Farrell was just a dude playing a dude trying to be a dude.
Yeah, I did not watch that movie.
It actually wasn't terrible. You know, if you can kill 2 hours doing worse things.
Because Miami Vice was the show in the 80s, and then there was a movie in 2006, and apparently they're going to try it again.
Of course they are, because Hollywood, there's three things that Hollywood's going to do. One is just remake everything that they can because there's no original ideas. Build a franchise because, you know, everything needs to be have its own cinematic universe now. Remember,
which we like.
I like it for Marvel, but because the MCU took off and made billions and billions of dollars, other studios have been trying to make their own universes. You know, the DC Extended Universe, that one stunk. You know, they're trying to reboot it for like the third time now. Then there was one that actually, it quietly got canned, but there was a Monsters Universe. This was King Kong, Godzilla, but then they were going to have like The Mummy and some other crap in there. It was like a bunch of like random things that were going to be thrown in together, and it was supposed to be a Monsters Universe. I think Tom Cruise was actually in that Mummy movie. That was what was supposed to be one of them. Now, it never wound up panning out. But these cinematic universes, like, if you can't do it right, don't do it. Because not everything can be Marvel. And the third thing is I completely forgot because I went off on a tangent about universes.
All right, good. 888-710-4476. 888-710-4ISN. We are now, I think, going to get back to the Crocs portion of the show. What's up, Matthew, in Chicago?
Hey, what's going on, Bart? How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up?
So I was listening to your conversation. I'm just doing a little work in the garage here. I was working at a bistro in Chicago about 2 years ago, and the Crocs really took off because of the industry and hospitality business, because in the kitchen they have the slip safe. And heat-resistant, Crocs, or as they call them, the loafers. That's where Crocs really, I think, kind of like rebranded themselves. That's number one. Number two is I think the Rockets need to take off and win Game 7 with Jalen Green. When he's on, I think everyone can agree the Rockets really got mojo when Jalen Green takes over. And then third thing for you, the Bears, everyone's mad at Chicago about the Bears taking the tight end and the bird in the third, the receiver with one and their first and second pick. I think it's looking good. I think it's looking good. They can use the two tight ends, and they have a big man to go next to DJ Moore and Burden that can go, you know, over the middle type of thing. I hope you have a good night, Bart. Take it easy.
Yeah, Matthew, thanks. I was talking last night, Matt Miller, who writes for ESPN now, put a list out of his top 10 favorite picks regarding fit and the team that took him and where they took him. Luther Burden III was his favorite pick to Chicago, and then the Coastin Loveland pick, he added his top 10 pick too. So certainly, I think Chicago gets a little bit of a... There's a plan there. It's Ben Johnson instituting the guys that he's trying to build around. And he saw the prototypes of the guys that he wants in the draft. He found what he could, and now he's trying to do that. I think the same thing's true with Jim Harbaugh. There's a Jim Harbaugh way of building a football team, and what you're seeing over the course of these couple of years, now in the second year with the Chargers, is trying to get those pieces. You can come in and instill the offense that you're trying to run, but now, then you got to look for the players. And so Ben Johnson's trying to figure out, and I don't think it's going to be a finished product. They're still looking for a running back. There were several in the draft that I think the Bears had an eye on that would get selected right before they could actually make a pick. So you'll start to see that evolve too. And these were guys that were the prototype for what he was looking for. So if you're a Bears fan, I think you can be excited about the picks. I was surprised that Loveland went before Warren. But again, after the fact, a lot of scouts come out and say, oh, no, we agree. And but that's the Ben Johnson had his choice, and that's who he picked. And yes, Ben Johnson picked. Ben Johnson picked the offensive weapons. He certainly was. I mean, you hire Ben Johnson, you ask him who you want to draft, or you give him a few guys, and then he makes the final call. That's why you hired Ben Johnson. 888-710-4ISN. Eric is in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Eric, buddy, how are you?
I am great, Bart. Good to hear your voice, my friend.
Good to hear yours.
Oh, I was wondering if you don't call yet.
Are you driving, Eric?
I'm driving Uber in good old Fond du Lac, Wisconsin tonight, my friend.
You got a passenger, it sounds like?
Yes.
Yeah, where are you guys headed?
We are going downtown to the good old downtown bar area.
All right, little third and one tonight or what?
No, like the Slim and Chubbies region of Fond du Lac.
All right, Slim and Chubbies, Sal's. Okay, well, what's up?
So I was curious on your thoughts on the NL Central, and after tonight's big blowout, are the Brewers doomed? Is it the Cubs NL Central, and can anybody take it from that?
All right, I'm going to let you go and drive, and I'll answer your question, and it's good to talk to you.
It was good to talk to you, too. Thanks.
All right, Eric. What would you, if your Uber driver called a sports radio show, would you be good with that?
No. I'd be very uncomfortable. I'd be like, dude, you're on the clock. Take me home or wherever I would need to go. You know, I'm not trying to die because you wanted to call the Bart Winkler show.
Well, for the passenger in Eric's car, I know Eric, and he's a upstanding human, and he's keeping you safe tonight, and I would recommend no worse than 3 stars. No worse.
By the way, passenger, you too can call in the Bart Winkler show and tell your friends we exist.
Yeah, when you tell the story of your Uber driver calling, make sure you get the name of the show. It was the Bart Winkler show. The Bart Winkler show, which he can catch in Fond du Lac on KFIZ, my hometown, I'll say. It was where I was born. Population 42,000. Nice place to grow up. And nice place to get a Uber ride. You want to answer that question? Is the Cubs got this already, NL Central?
Oh, yeah, it's over.
In the bag?
Go, Cubs, go!
I don't know. I think with the standings and with what Robert said, yeah, there's going to be teams that make runs, and there's going to be teams that fall. But if you printed out the standings right now and said it's September 30th, 2025, I'd look at them and be like, yeah, this is about what I expected, at least with the order of where the teams are. Maybe, oh, the Braves took third. Oh, the A's took second. Oh, well.
Oh, the Orioles last. Well, what happened there?
Oh, well, yeah, what happened there? So there's, I'm not counting out the Orioles. I mean, they were, as I'm relearning here tonight, they were my World Series pick. I did not know that I did that, but I did.
Yeah, that's not looking too good for you, man. Their pitching is just in shambles. You might be screwed on that one.
Well, if I had to redo a World Series pick, I think I would re-rack last year's World Series.
Yeah.
Of Dodgers Yankees.
Yeah, I guess. I'm still holding out on the Royals.
Okay. Yeah, you hold out. They are one game above 500. So, we'll see. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Much more from you guys. We can talk more about this Rockets-Warriors game. Not a good finish for the Warriors. Jimmy Butler cold in the fourth. Steph Curry cold in the fourth. I don't know. I said earlier, if it goes seven, it's going to be in Houston. And if the Warriors want to win the series, they have to win tonight. It was on their home court tonight. So that game seven is going to be very interesting come Sunday. 888-710-4476. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It's the Bart Winkler Show. Carlos Ortiz, Marco Belletti, you. It's time for our NASCAR race preview brought to you by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. NASCAR is heading to the Texas Motor Speedway for the Worth 400 on Sunday. Chase Elliott looks to defend his 2024 victory there and also snap a 37-race winless streak. Kyle Busch, Austin Dillon, starting strong this season after securing their best qualifying positions of the season. Look for them to start strong again on Sunday. 37 races for Chase Elliott. It's got to be some kind of record for him. Now, normally he picks one up every at least month or so, or it does seem that way. When I decided to get full-time into racing, I picked Chase Elliott as my guy. And then I was full-time into racing for about 6 months. I liked during COVID when they came back and were racing twice a week in front of nobody. That's probably the most I was into racing. But may have to explore that Worth 400. That is our NASCAR preview. Brought to you again by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. Where they're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. A tweet here from Michael. You can find me on social media at Bart Winkler or Bart Winkler Show. I would ask that you like and subscribe. Let me just give you a little bit of a taste of what you'll get. On Twitter, you can see everything I tweeted up until November of 2023, but I will read your mentions. On Blue Sky, I will post there when I remember I have the app. Threads, I think I need to get off my phone. Pure garbage. Instagram, maybe a picture once every 10 days. YouTube, I put out videos on YouTube pretty consistently. And Facebook, I'm trying to like be like a meme page. So that's what you're going to get on my social media.
Snapface.
The best Bart that you're going to get is right here. And maybe it's not enough for you. That's fine. Yeah, what was that?
That was him trying to imitate Dr. Hibbert. And by him, if you were just joining the show, it's Brandon from Chicago. Well, one of them, because there's like two Brandons from Chicago.
Yeah, only two in the whole city.
Yeah, no. In fact, if there were three, that third one would have to be Brandon from like Naperville.
Yeah. Michael tweets, he's got four strong takes for the night. He says, one, Reds are going to win the NL Central. He says, two, Rockets over Warriors in seven. Sengun with 20 rebounds in game seven. He says, three, Will Howard will be the starting quarterback for the Steelers 5 years from now still. And he says, four, the Florida Panthers will win the cup yet again.
Sure. Anyone can bat 500, I guess. The Reds are not winning the Central. I've been waiting for the Reds to come out for like the last 5 years. They're not.
Yeah. Joel says, I heard you guys talking about Godzilla and Kong, and they were not a part of the same universe as the Mummy. The Mummy was a part of the Dark Universe, which was based on Universal Monsters, Wolfman, Creature of the Black Lagoon. Godzilla and Kong are their own separate thing.
All right, whatever. They're all monsters, and they all try to do a universe.
Whatever.
Disregard the fact that I had two different universes in there.
Don't whatever me. That'd be like if we were talking, be like, I don't know. Why does Superman ever team up with the Avengers? Where is he? That'd be like if we said that.
No.
You know what? Don't whatever this guy. This guy's got a fandom.
It's not the same thing.
Sure
we are not going to equate the monster universe and whatever the universe was that was correct. The dark universe, he said. Fine. We're not going to equate that to the level of the MCU or dare I even say DC.
It'd be like if you watch the Ghostbusters and be like, how come the Ninja Turtles never show up in this one?
What's a Smurf doing there?
Ghostbusters and Ninja Turtles would be a sweet team up.
That's what Hollywood's going to start doing. Let's just slap things together. All you got to do, here's the secret sauce, everybody. Just put an X in between the two brand things that you want to work together. And it's called a collaboration. People love collaborations. Hence why I'm wearing Simpsons X Crocs.
I would like to see a movie set in New York with like every team ever that's been a part of, like Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters and the Avengers, like all together. Dude, Ninja Turtles Ghostbusters team up movie though.
That does sound pretty awesome. I like Ghostbusters as a kid. I really, really liked Ninja Turtles. That was my jam.
Would they think the turtles were ghosts? How would they get past that? I mean, they wouldn't be able to go through anything, but how would the Ghostbusters, in a world where all the paranormal needs to be, you know, sprayed into their things, how would they come to terms with what the turtles are?
Listen, better writers than us will figure it out.
Dude, I'm not... Turtles and go...
If it came out tonight, I'm watching it.
If I saw a preview, it's like Turtles and Ghostbusters. That would be huge.
They got to team up to stop Shredder and the evil Slimer, and they like fuse and becomes Shrlimer.
And I don't mean the Ninja Turtles. Well, maybe that'd be interesting too if the Ninja Turtles were just Ghostbusters. Because I'm thinking of the Ghostbusters, Bankman and these guys.
No. Because now it becomes too much of a Ghostbusters film. It needs to be Ninja Turtles x Ghostbusters. 50-50.
Stop saying X.
But it works. That's
how collabs work.
That's how you delineate what a collaboration is, by X.
Like when we did...
Bart X Carlos equals Bart Winkler Show.
No, when we did the draft show, it was JR x Bart.
That's right. Or Bart XJR, depending on which liner was played when you're coming in.
Yeah. You mentioned a Brandon in Chicago. Here's one. Brandon in Chicago, 888-710-4ISN. And I might need your assistance there.
Your screener is stuck because Brandon from Chicago is no longer there.
Oh, my God. All right. Who is there?
You want to talk some Blue Jays?
No, but if a caller does, I'll feign interest.
All right, well, here's Jackson in Ontario, Canada.
Hey, Jackson.
How's it going, Bart? Long-time listener, first-time call. I mean, we don't have to talk Blue Jays. I can talk, like, Gamera from the Monsterverse or something if you really want.
I like that. You talk about whatever you want. Just don't, like, ask me something I don't know.
I'll do my best. First, shout-out to that guy who thought the Reds are winning the Central. Cut that man off if he's in a bar, and, don't. Great. Trump, they suck. They blow, even. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is the worst thing to happen to Earthworm since Bird. Cannot hit the ball in the air to save his life. what do we even do at that point, right? Because, I mean, you guys are, because, you know, I'm from Canada. I'm assuming you guys are Brewers fans. It's like, you've had your share of young guys, your Christian Yeliches who have had very good seasons and then just kind of fade out. You get this Vladdy guy who's supposed to be like the face of the franchise, and he
just
has
signed a big deal too. Just signed the big deal.
That's it. We're paying this guy $500 million. Do you have any idea how many like half decent players you could get for $500 million? It's like my Rogers bill is going up, and I'm not seeing any on field improvement. So what do you even do in that case? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, but if he went somewhere else, you'd be bummed. Wouldn't you? You'd be like, oh, we can't even afford Vlad.
Oh, I'd be miffed. But, buddy, I mean, you got to get into the Blue Jays mindset here. We've lost Shohei and Soto and all these other guys, and all we have to speak for it are Earthworm Killer 2000 and a broken Max Scherzer. Like, there's really not much to go on here.
Yeah, that is tough. I guess there's plenty of season left is the only hope I have for you.
This is true. Another one I wanted to ask about is the, if you were talking about the Cubs completely running away with it, you don't see anything like your Brewers, like there's nothing there that really interests you?
No, I don't. I think this Brewers team, Jackson, thanks for the call. Good to talk to you. I think this Brewers team is, like a collection of spare parts. You know, you still got a little bit of Christian Yelich, and you got Jackson Churio and William Contreras, and, you know, they're coming out, but then there's just a lot of the pitching's all over the place. I don't know. This is what this team does, though. They always end up winning 90 games. They just may not have as much talent as Carlos's stupid Cubs, who beat the Brewers 10-0 tonight. 888-710-4ISN. You're going to see the Cubs next weekend, aren't you? Is that next weekend?
Yeah, three nights.
Three nights.
Programming note, I hate to break everybody's hearts. I will not be here next Friday because, as Bart just said, the Cubs are visiting New York, where I live, so I'm going to go to all three games of that series. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So are you going to, do you have a different Cubs thing you can wear each day, or do you wear the same thing?
Oh, are you kidding me? Of course. Depending on what the weather is going to be is going to dictate which jersey I'm going to wear. I have two Ryan Sandbergs. I have a Ron Santo. I have an Ernie Banks. I have a Chuck Klein, which is insane because he definitely should be more of a Philly than he ever was a Cub, but that jersey rocks, so I have that one. So, yeah, the options are plentiful. I even have this, like, random Cubs Complex Con jersey, which I got when I went to Complex Con in Chicago a couple years ago. So that was pretty cool.
You're looking at high 60s, low 70s next weekend?
Yeah.
Was it 85 there today or something?
Oh, it was scorching hot. But
boo.
It was scorching hot, but it was like a weird scorching hot because it's going to rain this weekend, so it's like you felt it in the air. It's like, all right, where's this water going to drop? Because you can smell it.
I've got a soccer game tomorrow with my kid. It's going to be 41.
Open wide for some soccer!
We play our arch rival. We already have
an arch rival?
Yeah. It's a team of girls. It's like all girls, I think. But they're all a year older than our kids. They're called the Mermaids. Year, the first game we played them, we waxed them. I mean, we just destroyed them. And then the second game, they had like three girls that they did not have the first time, and they destroyed us.
Yeah, those girls were the all-star players. They're like, oh, yeah? Wait till we see you again.
It's not that I have a rival with the kids. I don't like the coach. He's like this, like, you know, if you are, here's a tip. If you are out of work and you have any European accent whatsoever, go to your nearest soccer club. Say you want to be club director for $100,000 a year and you will get hired.
Wow. Put his business out there.
You don't even have to kick a ball. You can be like not even in soccer playing shape. As long because, you know, you got an accent, we're going to respect the hell out of you because soccer's your game, not ours. We don't know. We're American. We're American culture. We're used to just, you know, the way our kids get better isn't through training and sessions and practice. It's through how much can we pay to go to the tournament to get in front of the YouTube mixtape. I'm making like four different points here, and none of them kind of make sense together. It's like if I mashed up Ghostbusters and Ninja Turtles. It sounds good in theory.
Don't forget the X.
In execution, not as good. 888-710-4ISN. Let's get an update. Marco Belletti. Bart Winkler Show, 888-710-4ISN. Bad night for the Warriors. They lost to the Rockets. Bad fourth quarter for the Warriors. They were 8 of 24 shooting in the final stanza. They were 1 of 12 from 3. Steph made 1 3-point shot. That was it. 3 points. 1 of 5 from beyond the arc. 1 of 7 from the field. A tough night for the Warriors. It could be a tougher night for the Warriors on Sunday if they lose. Someone just tweeted me, Brian tweeted me a comic where the Turtles teamed up with the Ghostbusters. I got to get my hands on that. Nice, 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 nice. Thanks for the heads up. I like it very much. Jeremy's in California. Jeremy, what are we thinking?
What's going on, Bart? Long time listener, man. Glad I finally got on the radio, called, and I got
you
to
did
be
it.
On the
you
show,
picked
man.
Up that phone. What's You're on the show, Jeremy. Let's go.
I know. And I'm not driving Uber. You know what I'm saying? I'm just sitting in my garage and voiding my wife, but don't tell her. So, talking Warriors, man. Game 7, I'm kind of scared, bro.
I would be a lot scared.
Very much so, because here's the thing. Everybody knows Steph Curry can handle it. And the pressure's on him and Jimmy Butler. The thing is, if Jimmy doesn't show up or if Curry has a one bad game, we're done. I think truly I think that they got a chance. I think we're living in a world, and tell me what your thoughts are, where, yes, the Celtics will probably come out of East, but I think this is a new blood. And I think, personally, I think it's good for the game. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, hey, thanks for calling up, Jeremy. Good to talk to you. I like Cavs. I'm going to go Cavs. Should we get Cavs-Celtics? I'm going to go Cavs. And I still think we're headed towards Cavs-Thunder. It's the two teams that have been in control all season. They're not just doing that because other teams are letting them. They're taking what's theirs. They're very good teams. They're very deep teams. And I do like them. And I think that a lot of people, you know, if it's Thunder, Rockets, or T-Wolves, the Thunder will probably get the benefit of the doubt. Even Warriors in that equation. Celtics are going to be, I don't know about Vegas. I'm just thinking of like the TV shows that talk about these games. Here's what I think about this Warriors-Rockets series. Because I do buy into the Warriors with Jimmy Butler. I think the Warriors team is like, so they got Steph, they got Draymond, they got Jimmy. And then they're trying to figure out how everything else works around that. Some days they want to go big. Some days they want to go smaller. They had Quentin Post in there tonight, who's been an effective player for them, but then they were using him to hack Steven Adams. Okay, well, then he had to sit on the bench a bunch. Moses Moody can be impactful. Podemski can be impactful. They're trying a lot of things, it seems like. But because of that, with Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler, and I will include Draymond Green, because we've got some big Draymond Green games this series. I think they have a higher ceiling. But they also then have a lower floor. So I think they're more of a variable. Whereas the Rockets are steady. It's a good team. There's young guys on this team. We get enamored with them. There's veteran leadership on that team. Fred VanVleet is 31 years old. Steven Adams, 31 minutes tonight. 17 points. Very effective. Even Dylan Brooks. Against a team like the Warriors, you want Dylan Brooks. So I think if these teams play a best of seven, we're going to get the Rockets to win or the Warriors to win. But if you start, if you played like a best of 100, then I think we're getting to where like the Rockets might win 60, 65 times. The Warriors will beat them maybe by bigger scores. Although the Rockets had a nice game in game five. The Warriors, but it seems like with Golden State, they need everything to click. And if it clicks, you can't beat them. But Houston's more reliable. Houston's more steady. Game seven's going to be in Houston. They were down 3-1. They had to crawl back from that. It was a long time ago. It's just Steph and Draymond there, Kerr. But that 3-1 thing's going to feel very heavy on them come Sunday night. It's hard not to think the Rockets will be moving on. We'll find out Sunday. More of your thoughts coming up. We'll find those out in 5 minutes.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.